Hello.
Hello.
Hi, I'm calling from Pennsylvania Opinion Survey, and I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting a voluntary opinion survey, and I would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Actually, your name was chosen at random, and you may stop participation at any time, and your individual answers are confidential. So let me ask you, I know that it's still a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the November 2024 elections for president and Congress and other offices? Will you definitely vote, probably vote? Are the chances 50-50, or will you probably not vote?
I'll probably vote.
Got it. And in the 2020 presidential election, did you vote for Joe Biden, Donald Trump, or someone else?
Joe Biden.
Got it. And just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race?
I'm white.
Got it. And what is your age?
I'd rather not say.
I'm sorry?
I'd rather not say.
Got it. Now, let me ask you, in thinking about your approach to political issues, would you describe yourself as very liberal, somewhat liberal, progressive, moderate, somewhat conservative, or very conservative?
Liberal.
I'm sorry, I didn't catch it.
Liberal.
I'm very liberal or somewhat liberal?
Very.
Got it. And thinking about the direction the country is headed, in general speaking, are you very satisfied, satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
Oh, man, that's a hard question. Satisfied?
Satisfied?
Yeah.
Understood. Now, I am going to read you a list of a different issues and concerns some people say they want the president and Congress must focus on. So for each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important of an issue is for you to have them focused on. Use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. So the first one says improving kindergarten through 12 education.
And it was my what?
Improving kindergarten through 12 education. From
yeah,
0 to
important. 10. And 10 being the most important it was again? Sorry.
It's okay. Don't worry. Pretty much the scale works in the following way. 10. If you use 10, is the most important, at 5, if it is somewhat important, and 0, if it is not important at all.
Okay, so 10 is the highest, lowest, not important. Okay. What am I rating again? So I'm saying what I think is most important for the president to focus on?
That's correct. So
okay,
for the improving the kindergarten through 12 education, from 0 to 10, what will be the scale?
10.
And what about lowering the cost of healthcare and prescription drugs?
10.
Protecting voting rights and democracy?
10.
Banning tobacco products for adults?
That's a 2.
2, okay. And making college more affordable?
10.
All right. And do you approve or disapprove of the way Joe Biden is doing his job as president?
I approve.
Strongly approve or somewhat approve?
Somewhat approve.
It's
a job out there, ma'am.
Okay. Ma'am, at the moment we are on the 32% completion of the service, so thank you so much that you're taking the time, you know, to talk about that with me. I really appreciate your help. So I'd like you to rate your feelings towards some people in organization using a scale from 0 to 100. On which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them. A 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable. And 50 means that you do not feel particularly warm or cold. So you may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of a person or organization, please say so. The first one is Joe Biden.
75%.
Gotcha. And what about the Food and Drug Administration or FDA?
~90%.
And Democrats in Congress?
75%.
Gotcha. Now, I want to read you a list of priorities that you think the Food and Drug Administrations or FDA should be focused on. For each, I want you to rate on a scale of 0 to 10 how important that issue is for the FDA to be focused on. So use a 10 if it is the most important, a 5 if it is somewhat important, and 0 if it is not important at all. So you can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
It was what kind of products? I didn't hear you, I'm sorry.
Removing illegal e-vapor products from the market.
Illegal ones?
Yeah, illegal e-vapor. 7. Got it. And what about banning different tobacco products for adults?
And it was, what I'm in favor was 10, and 1 was not in favor, right?
If it is most important, it's most the number closer to the 10.
Yeah, I'm going back down to a 2 on that one.
Okay. And what about preventing underage tobacco use?
That's a 10.
Got it. And reducing opioid abuse and addiction, including fentanyl?
10.
All right. Now, as you may know, it is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of menthol cigarettes and flavored cigars to adults 21 and over?
I don't support it, no.
So strongly oppose?
Yeah, I strongly oppose.
Got it. And do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
Unless they contain what?
If you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
So if I support a ban... oh, God, you're going to have to say that again. That's a tricky one.
No, it's okay. If you, pretty much the question is in regards of if you are supporting or if you are opposed, that they are just banning, the federal government is banning pretty much the sales of the cigarettes unless those cigarettes contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over.
Yeah, I'm not in favor of any, like, banning of nicotine products or anything like that. I think they're just as bad as alcohol, and I think if you can drink alcohol, then why can't we smoke a cigarette? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got it. So on that one, it could be we can use a strongly opposed then?
Yeah, I would strongly not favor that, strongly opposed. Yeah.
Understood. Right now we are halfway of the survey, so we just have a couple of questions more
Sounds
for you.
Good.
So. Thank you. So regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
I'd say somewhat more harm.
Understood. And regardless of where you stand on this ban, do you think banning these products for adults 21 and older should be a top priority for the federal government, or are other issues more important right now?
There's so many more issues more important.
Got it. And when it comes to tobacco use, which do you feel is better approach for the government to focus its efforts on in between the first one, which it says prohibition, an approach that focuses on ending all tobacco use by banning products or flavors, requiring the removal of nicotine, or imposing high taxes to make tobacco products cost prohibit, or the next one says harm reduction, an approach that focuses on reducing harm from tobacco through cessation support, abstinence and prevention education, and helping adult smokers who can't or won't quit cigarette switch to less harmful smoke-free tobacco products. Which
the
do you feel
one.
Is the better? Understood.
Yeah, that's a lot. That's a lot to say there, man. But the second one.
Got it. Now, I would like to read you some of the things that some people say could come pass if the federal government were to ban menthol cigarettes, flavored cigars, and virtually all other traditional cigarettes on the market today. So for each one, please tell me how concerned you are about that outcome. The first one says the creation of a black market for illegal cigarette sales with the associated crime and gang activity that comes from black market sales. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
I'm concerned about that happening.
Somewhat concerned or very concerned?
Very concerned. We saw what happened during Prohibition.
Got it. All right. The next one, ma'am, says an immediate loss of over $45 billion in tax revenue across the country that helps to fund government programs like Medicaid and Medicare, Social Security, public education, and tobacco control. Are you very concerned, somewhat concerned, not very concerned, or not at all concerned about this happening?
If losing the sale of the taxes from it, you would lose the funding for that? Yeah, that's just a concern, you know. It's a good reason to, you know, bring medical marijuana into play too, I guess.
Got it. So very concerned, right?
Yeah.
Got it. And the next one says, more dangerous products flooding the market as illegal cigarettes enter the U.S. from overseas with no safety testing of any kind. Are you very concerned?
Very concerned.
Understood. Right now, we are on the 70% completion. We just have, you know, some questions right now, so we are just running a little bit into this. I am going to read you to some statements that people have made about the potential ban on nicotine and cigarettes by the federal government. So please rate each using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you strongly agreed with the statement,
mm-hmm.
a 5 means that you somewhat agree with the statement, and 0 means that you do not agree with the statement at all. So the first one says, today's adult smokers come disproportionately from lower education and income groups, the LGBTQ plus community, and population suffering from mental health conditions or other drugs addictions. These bans will only serve to further persecute these people who will still be addicted to nicotine despite the prohibition, when we should instead be continuing to educate them on the danger of smoking and helping them to move past their nicotine addiction through cessation, support, and harm reduction.
I agree. I strongly agree, 10.
Got it. And right, the next one says, vaping bans have not led to fewer people vaping. They have instead led to large amounts of unregulated vaping products from China flooding the market with no safety testing or regulation. We already have cartels infiltrating our borders with illegal products, and nicotine and menthol bans on cigarettes will simply give them another market in which to operate. What do you think about that?
I say, you know, 9, 10. I don't like the illegal point, you know what I mean? But, like, yeah, go ahead. 10.
Understood. The next one says, the federal government has been rolling back our rights in all aspects of our lives lately. Bans for underage smokers and education on the dangers of smoking are common sense, but it is a step too far for the government to tell adults in this country they can't smoke at all.
10.
And the last one on this column says, our goal should be for people to continue to quit smoking, and our current policies of education and harm reduction have led the lowest smoking rates in the 30 years. Underage usage is down 2%, a decrease of 92% from the 19th. So police like warning labels, higher cigarette taxes, raising the smoking age to 21, and large-scale public health campaigns on the dangers of smoking are working. And we should continue this work rather than create a new class of criminal.
10.
10? Understood. Mm-hmm. All right. And sometimes, you know, over the course of a survey, the people change their mind. So let me ask you again. It is already illegal to sell tobacco products to anyone under the age of 21. So considering this, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sale of menthol cigarettes, of flavored cigarettes to adults 21 and over?
I don't support a ban on that, no.
So strongly oppose or somewhat oppose?
I strongly oppose.
Strongly oppose, got it. And do you support?
It's a difference between flavored beer. It tastes better. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's. I'm sorry, yeah. You keep laughing because I think you get it.
No, it's okay. Don't worry about it. And also, do you support or oppose a ban by the federal government on the sales of cigarettes unless they contain virtually no nicotine to adults 21 and over?
No, I don't support that. I think that's what I want to answer. It's a really tricky thing to say. Like, I don't want them to decrease the amount of nicotine in cigarettes just so they can be sold. No, I think that's stupid. It would increase the taxes a ton.
Got it. Because that could be bringing so much revenue to the country at some point.
True, it would be causing more poor people to spend more money on nicotine because they wouldn't be getting the same amount of, you know, nicotine fix. You know, they're spending more money on it. You know, and it's again hurting the poor people in our country.
Understood. So on that one, it will be strongly opposed or somewhat opposed?
Strongly opposed.
Understood. And regardless of where you stand of this ban, do you think banning this product for adults 21 and older brings more benefit or more harm to your own community?
More harm.
Much more harm or somewhat more harm?
More harm. Much more harm. Yeah, much more harm. I think much more harm, honestly.
Got it. And would you be more or less willing to vote for a candidate for federal office who supports this ban on tobacco products for adults, or will it have no impact on your decision of who to vote for?
I would be less likely to vote for them.
So much less willing, let's say.
Much less likely.
Got it. Now we are on the 75% of completion. So in the past 30 days, have you used any of the following products? E-cigarettes or e-vapor products?
No.
And what about liquor or spirits?
No.
And what about beer?
No.
Okay.
Not really. None of the above, really.
Okay. And what about coffee?
Yeah.
Got it. And smokeless tobacco, such as a vape or a chew?
Vape.
I'm sorry?
I vape.
And what about cigarettes?
No.
Wine?
Sometimes.
And cigarettes?
No cigarettes.
And what about oral nicotine pouches?
No.
Soda pop?
Soda? Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Heat not burn tobacco products?
No.
All right. And what about pipe tobacco?
No.
Understood. We are right now at 90%. So just a couple of questions more and I'll let you go. So switching gears a little bit, the last few questions are just for statistical purposes only. So what is the last year of the schooling that you have completed?
Last year that I completed, I'm currently going for my master's right now. Completed bachelor's degree.
Bachelor's degree, got it. And are you married and married, living with a partner, single, separate, divorced, or widow?
Single.
And do you have any children, 18 years of age or younger, living in your household?
No.
And which of the following best describes how you think of your current economic situation? Wealthy, upper middle class, working class, low income?
Middle class.
And are you or is any member of your household a member of a union or employee association?
No, but we're pro-union.
Got it. And how would you describe the area where you live? Urban, suburban, rural?
Rural.
And do you identify as a member of the LGBTQ+ community?
Yeah.
All right. I guess that will be it. This concludes our survey today. So thank you very much for your participation and your time. I really appreciate all that you did for me today. So I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day, okay?
You as well.
Thank you. Take care.